Hello, this is Dick Hayden for the North Carolina Reading Service. I shall be reading to you from Spare Times the news and notes of the Rally Outlaws of September 26, 2024 by Ginger Rush, editor. The content of this program is intended for a print-impaired audience and has been edited for currency, clarity, and time constraints. Please note, Friday night is bowling night, and it is subject to weather. We'll try to make a call by noon Friday. If you realize your cab will not be out, let Zelda know. Remember, Zelda will be taking calls from subs who are available beginning at noon on Sunday each week. She needs to know which regulars are out no later than Wednesday, so she can call subs on Wednesday evening to let them know they have a spot. Zelda's contact information is zelda2152@gmail.com or by telephone 443-629-0018. Lane assignments, week 4. Lane 35, team 3, gunslingers. Lane 36, team 6, silver bullets. Lane 37, team 7, hangmen. Lane 38, team 2, strike time. Lane 39, team 1, sharpshooters. Lane 40, team 5, midnight bandits. Lane 41, Team 8, Rough Riders. Lane 42, Team 4, Triple Threat. Subs for tonight, Lane 38, Team 2. Out, Warren Scott, in, David Saylor. Lane 39, Team 1, out, Jerry Graham, in, Dwight Jones, until further notice. Lane 41, out, Team 8, out, Jeff Tucker, in, Judy Eason. Don't forget to pay your sanction fees and locker rent. Sanction fees are $29 and will be due by October 11. Locker rent is still $35. Weekly dues are now $17. Please be considerate of your captains and get changed before you get to the lane. Outlaw Board Meeting. We will hold our first Board of Directors meeting on Tuesday, October 1 at 7 p.m. in the Fellowship Hall of Emmanuel Baptist Church, 2100 Noble Road in Raleigh. Please mark your calendars. For those planning to apply for the Challenged Athletes Foundation grant, Leticia says they are working on a new platform, so the application is not available yet. We expect it by early October, and it will go until early December. More details when we receive them. Congratulations to Miriam Dixon, who was one of 10 people awarded the Caswell Award for North Carolina State employees with 45 years or more of experience on June 5. The award acknowledges and expresses appreciation for noteworthy extended dedication service. An award presentation ceremony was held at the NC Museum of History Auditorium for those who received the award. You can find a YouTube video of the presentation ceremony by clicking on the internet link in this paragraph of your email copy of this newsletter. It's rather long as a video, and she gets her award around mark 1800, 18:00 minutes. SBBA tournament in Daytona, Florida. Well, we didn't get enough people who paid to ride the van, so we will not have a van going to the tournament. Still, if you want to go, the option is there to take the train to DeLand, Florida, and then get a ride to the tournament hotel. The cost is approximately the same, $147 for a round-trip train ticket, and then the cost of the Uber or shuttle to the hotel. If anyone is interested in doing this and still going, please be sure to put your registration money in the Lane envelope no later and September 26, and make your hotel reservation no later than this same day. Southeastern Blind Bowling Association Annual Tournament 2024, a letter from the folks who have it. Hello, bowlers. The bowlers in your league are invited to participate in the Southeastern Blind Bowling Annual Tournament. This year's tournament will be held in Daytona Beach, Florida, from October 25 through 27. Please encourage your league members to attend this event. We will be staying at the Comfort Inn and Suites, 103 South Ocean Avenue, Daytona Beach, Florida, 32118. Included is a complimentary hot breakfast from 7 a.m. till 10 p.m. 10 a.m., excuse me, 7 a.m. until 10 a.m. The rooms are $124 plus tax for Friday and Saturday and $114 for Sunday. Double queen rooms. Those of you who want to come early or stay later, the hotel is offered $114 per night for 3 days prior to and 3 days after the event. All rooms will be oceanfront and include microwave, mini fridge, and coffee maker. Parking has been waived. The phone number to call for reservations is 386-252-2378. And when making reservations, be sure to let them know that you are with Blind Bowlers to get the special rate. The cutoff date is September 25. Reservations made after this date will be at a higher rate. The bowling competition will be held at Ormond Lanes, 260 North U.S. Highway 1, Ormond Beach, Florida, 32174. The phone number is 386-672-2014. The scheduled events are as follows. Friday evening at 7 p.m., we will have a short meeting at the hotel. Everyone is welcome to participate. We value your opinions. Then from 7 until 10 p.m., there will be a hospitality room with light refreshments and plenty of socializing. At that time, you will be able to pick up your schedules. Saturday morning at 9 a.m., the bowling will begin with the team event. In the afternoon at 1 p.m., the Masters Tournament will be held. Sunday morning at 9 a.m. and noon, if needed, the tournament will conclude with the doubles and singles competition. Transportation will be available to and from the bowling alley, but you will have to indicate that you will need the transportation on the form. We will have pre-ordered t-shirts this year for $30. When I receive the final print, I will send a copy of the design. If you have not yet sanctioned with SBBA and would like to attend the tournament, you can include your $6 sanction fee with the packet. Note, this does not apply to outlaws. Your $6 is included in our $29 sanction fee. Important dates and other information. Tournament date, October 25 through 27. Entry deadline, October 1. Cutoff date for statistical sheet information, October 1. Entry fees, regular tournament, $80. Master tournament, $25. Make all checks payable to SBBA Tournament. Mail checks to Jerry Mintz, M-I-N-T-Z, P.O. Box 17101, Winston-Salem, N.C., 27116. He can be reached at telephone 336-391-0054, and his email is jerrymintz86@yahoo.com. For those of you who love candy and mitts, nuts, remember, in the years past when the Lions Club sold the Terry Lynn nuts as a fundraiser, well, now we can order them and support the ABBA in the process. Click on the internet link in this section of your email copy of the newsletter to order your selection, and it will be shipped directly to you. And for those who love all things pumpkin spice, they currently have a limited supply of pumpkin spice pecans available. You know the quality of these nuts and candies, so if you want to support the ABBA, here is a tasty way to do so. The NC Council of the Blind State Convention is scheduled for October 4 to 6 at the Wyndham Gardens, 415 South Swing Road in Greensboro. More details as they become available. Important information regarding the upcoming general election. 2024 general election dates and deadlines. This is a long one, so get ready. Right now, request an absentee ballot. For information on how to vote by mail, click on the internet link in your email copy of this newsletter. On September 6, county boards of elections began mailing absentee ballots to eligible voters who had submitted a ballot request form. October 11. Voter registration deadline is 5 p.m. in person, by U.S. mail or online. For info on how to register to vote, click on the internet link in this paragraph of your email copy of this newsletter. October 17, in person, early voting begins. Same-day registration available. For information on same-day registration, click on the internet link in this paragraph of your email copy of this newsletter. October 29, absentee ballot request deadline, 5 p.m. November 2nd, in-person early voting ends, 3 p.m. November 5, general election day. November 5, also absentee ballot return deadline, 7:30 p.m. Here are early voting sites, days, and times. Thursday, October 17 and Friday, October 18, 8 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. Saturday, October 19, 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. Sunday, October 20, noon to 3 p.m. Monday, October 21 through Friday, October 25, 8 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. Saturday, October 22, 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. Sunday, October 27, noon to 3 p.m. Monday, October 28 through Friday, November 1, 8 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. Saturday, November 2, 8 a.m. until 3 p.m. Please note that a photo ID will be required in order to vote. Any registered voter in the county may go to any early voting sites to vote. If you miss the voter registration deadline on October 11 and you have lived in your county for 30 days or more, you may register and vote on the same day. Online accessible voting in North Carolina. North Carolina is has visually impaired voters, and they have a number of ways to vote, but most of these methods rely on the voter getting help from a family member, a trusted neighbor, or even election workers. These approaches do not allow for the voter to be able to vote privately and independently. This is of fundamental importance to many voters. Previously, the exception to this is the in-person use of a special ballot marking device. Examples, the Hart Verity Touchwriter used in Chatham County, ENS Express Vote used in Durham County, ENS AutoMark used in Orange County. There are a number of issues with these machines. Chief among them is the need to get to the polling place to vote in person. As of the 2020 election, North Carolina visually impaired voters have the ability to request and vote an absentee ballot online, independently and privately, without the need to go to the polls in person. The following article aims to assist in the publicizing of the online accessible absentee ballot option and gives some guidance on learning how to take advantage of this capability. A very good overview of the process for voting using the accessible ballot is available by clicking on the internet link in this paragraph in your email copy of this newsletter. The How It Works section will walk you through the process of requesting, accessing, marking, and returning the accessible absentee ballot. Note that the web pages and forms are all compatible with screen readers and allow for entering signatures digitally. Note also that, as for anyone voting absentee, you must have two witnesses that sign or type, attesting that they have witnessed you marking your ballot and verify your identity. They are not to observe how you vote. You can practice locating, marking, and returning a demo ballot at any time through the NC Absentee Demo Ballot Portal by clicking on the internet in this link in this section of your email copy of the newsletter. Much more information about the voting options for voters with disabilities, including help for those in care facilities, curbside voting, requesting ballots in alternative formats like large print, etc., can be found by clicking on the internet link in this section of your email copy of this newsletter. Now, if you are blind or visually impaired and need assistance with any aspect of voting, please first contact your County Board of Elections. If you are not familiar with your county's Board of Elections, you may find them by clicking on the internet link in this paragraph of your copy of this newsletter. You may also contact the NC State Board of Elections, ADA Coordinator Allison Blackman at adacoordinator@ncsbe.gov or by telephone at 919-814-0705 or by U.S. Mail at 6400 Mail Service Center, Raleigh, NC, 26799. Sorry, that's 27699-6400. Follows now our series of ways for the visually impaired to vote in North Carolina. To access them, please click on the internet link for each item as it appears in your email copy of this newsletter. Help for voters with disabilities. Accessible absentee voting. Absentee ballot portal. Curbside voting. Help for people in care facilities, parentheses, MAT, close parentheses. Note, as a result of a recent court order, an absentee voter who needs assistance voting due to a disability generally may receive assistance from any person they choose. Here are some recommendations for the visually impaired voters. Four different case studies, if you will, or situations. You can find out which one applies to you. Case number one, you do not care about absolute privacy in marking your ballot. You can get to the polls. You have an acceptable voter ID. You have three options. Go to the poll and get a spouse or friend to help you mark the ballot. Or go to the poll and get a poll worker to help you mark the ballot. Or go to the poll and do curbside voting. Case number two. You happen to live in a care facility. You do not care about absolute privacy in marking your ballot. You cannot get to the polls or have mobility issues, but you do have an acceptable voter ID. You have one option. Work with a MAT, an MAT, that's a multi-partisan assistance team that's referred to above. Case number three. You care about absolute privacy in marking your ballot. You can get to the polls, and you do have an acceptable ID. Your option, go to the poll and use the ballot marking machine there. But please note, you'll need a little bit of training on using the machine from the election staff. Many of them, unfortunately, are not well-versed in operating the machine. And case number four, you do care about absolute privacy in marking your ballot. You cannot get to the polls or have mobility issues. You want to mark and send in your ballot as soon as possible. You have one option, and that is to use the accessible online absentee ballot portal to request, mark, and submit your ballot online by clicking on the internet link in this section of your email copy of this newsletter and use option one to request to vote using the online accessible absentee ballot. And then, once approved by mail, email that is, use option three to access, mark, and submit the accessible ballot. For notes here, you will need a computer or touchscreen device such as an iPad. You will need some training on the process. You will need two witnesses to complete the process. And you can waive the voter ID requirement as part of the process. So let's get ready and everybody vote November 5 or before by absentee ballot. Save the date, White Cane Day 2024. It's now a two-day event. The NFB and the of NC and the NCCB are combining. Saturday, October 12, NFB sponsoring. 10 a.m. to noon, educational seminar. Registration, $30, includes a box lunch. Practical information on being accessible to the blind and low vision community. Noon until 1:30 p.m., community resources fair. It's free. Interactive demonstrations of Braille, technology, cooking, accessible recreation, and leisure activities. You can register at https://whitecaneevent.eventbrite.com. If you need assistance registering or have any questions, please contact Betsy. Betsy can be reached at 919-271-3001. Vendors are welcome, but space is limited, and there's a $25 donation fee. We are looking for vendors that provide goods, services, and technology to the blind and low-vision communities. Click on the internet link in this section of your email copy of this newsletter for more information. Questions? Please contact Katrina at 919-244-1695. Then on Tuesday, October 15, at 9 a.m., there'll be a march from Art Space at 201 East Davie Street, in downtown Raleigh to the legislative building for the governor's proclamation. And from the NCCB, the Advisory and Legislative Affairs Committee of the North Carolina Council of the Blind invites you to a celebration of the 60th White Cane Day in Raleigh. The white cane is a tool and a symbol. It represents mobility and independence for people who are blind or have low vision. It is a tool to make us more visible in the right of way, and the event will be designed to make us more visible in the halls of the state government. We expect Governor Cooper to present the proclamation in the morning. We're going to hold an advocacy meeting in the state legislature in the afternoon. During this day of action, we will meet with public officials and the media to talk about the importance of accessibility for all in public spaces. Members of NCCB will travel to the state capitol from their homes across the state to participate. The NCC Advocacy and Legislative Affairs Committee has been recently reconstituted, and this is the first action in our campaign to put people who are blind or low vision in direct contact with state officials and elected leaders. Active participation in the political process is essential in securing resources and laws that benefit people with disabilities. Showing up for this event is a way to make clear a statement that blind and low vision issues are important. Plans are still in the works, so expect regular updates. If you have any ideas, questions, or resources to offer, please contact William Smith at GWMSMITH 3808 at gmail.com or call William at 301-646-9109. NFB White Cane Day t-shirts are available for purchase. Short sleeves $20, long sleeves $25. Click on the internet link in this section of your email copy of this newsletter to place your order. Save the date, celebrate with Arts Access. Join us as we culminate this milestone year with our Ruby celebration, marking our 40th anniversary. Enjoy a fun evening of entertainment, fabulous food, live and silent auctions, awards and recognitions, and more. General admission tickets went on sale September 1. Tickets are available at artsaccessinc.org, online. This will be happening on Friday, November 15th from 7 to 10 p.m. It will be at the Marbles Kids Museum, 201 East Harget Street, Raleigh, NC, 27601. The Governor Moorhead Foundation Season of Giving event will be held on Thursday, November 7th at 6:30 p.m. in the Governor Moorhead School Dining Hall, 301 Ash Avenue, Raleigh. Single tickets are available for $35 per person. Included in the evening's activities will be a banquet, student performances, a silent auction, and more. To purchase tickets, click on the internet link in this paragraph of your email copy of the newsletter. For more information about the Governor Moorhead Foundation and this event, please visit https://governormoorheadfoundation.org. Please note, this is the confirmed correct date. The website has not yet been updated. More details will be announced in the future, but please be aware of the following upcoming event: Christmas Without Lights Holiday Celebration, scheduled for December 7. And now it's time for recipes that will bowl you over. Let's have some Santa Fe chicken salad. The ingredients for this dish will be 4 boneless, skinless chicken breasts, 1 can, 15 ounces, black beans drained and rinsed, 1 can, 15 ounces, corn drained, 1 can, 10 ounces, diced tomatoes with green chilies, undrained, 1 half cup of salsa, 1 half cup of chicken broth, 1 packet of taco seasoning, 1 teaspoon of cumin, salt and pepper to taste, 1/4 cup fresh cilantro chopped, 1 lime cut into wedges, mixed greens or romaine lettuce for serving. Toppings: avocado slices, shredded cheese, sour cream, and tortilla chips. That's all optional. Here are your directions. Place the chicken breasts in the bottom of your slow cooker. Add the black beans, corn, diced tomatoes, salsa, chicken broth, taco seasoning, cumin, salt and pepper. Stir to combine it all up. Then cover it and cook on low for 6 to 8 hours or on high for 3 to 4 hours until the chicken is tender and fully cooked. Remove the chicken and shred it with 2 forks. Return it to the slow cooker and stir in fresh cilantro and lime juice. Serve the chicken mixture over a bed of mixed greens or romaine lettuce, topped with your favorite toppings such as avocado, shredded cheese, sour cream, tortilla chips. Squeeze lime wedges over the salad before serving for extra flavor. And you can top that dinner meal off with cherry pie bars, of course. Ingredients for the bars. 1 cup unsalted butter softened. 2 cups granulated sugar. 4 eggs. 1 teaspoon vanilla extract. 1 teaspoon of almond extract. 3 cups of all-purpose flour. 1 teaspoon of salt. 2 cans, 21 ounces each, of cherry pie filling. Now for me, I would eat that and forget to do the rest. However, you want to make the glaze. So get 1 cup of powdered sugar, 1 teaspoon of vanilla extract, another teaspoon of almond extract, and 2 tablespoons of milk. Then preheat your oven to 350 degrees Fahrenheit. That's 175 centigrade. Grease a 9 by 13 inch baking pan with nonstick spray. In a large bowl, cream together the softened butter and granulated sugar until it's light and fluffy. Add the eggs one at a time, beating well after each addition. Mix in the vanilla and almond extracts. In a separate bowl, whisk together the all-purpose flour and salt. Gradually dry, add the dry ingredients to the creamed mixture, mixing until just combined. Spread 3 cups of batter evenly on the bottom of the prepared pan. Spoon the cherry pie filling over the batter, spreading it out evenly. Drop dollops of the remaining batter over the cherry filling. Bake in a preheated oven for 35 to 40 minutes or until a toothpick inserted into the center comes out clean and the top is lightly golden brown. If you're using a 15 by 10 inch pan, the bake time may be a little shorter, say around 30 minutes. Cool completely. Make the glaze in a small bowl. Whisk together the powdered sugar, vanilla extract, almond extract, and milk until it's smooth. And then just drizzle that glaze over the cooled cherry bars. Great. We'll close with your bowling schedule for the next few months. September 27, bowling. That's week number 4. October 4th, off. The ACB State Convention is in Greensboro. October 11, bowl, week number 5. October 18th, bowl, week 6. October 25, off. The SBBA tournament in Daytona Beach, Florida. Daytona, Florida, rather. October 25 to 27. November 1st, bowl, that's week 7. Plus, it'll also be the Gutterthon and the bake sale. And then you're on break until January 3rd. Tentative date for the Christmas dinner is December 14. Details to be determined. You have been listening to to Spare Times, News and Notes of the Raleigh Outlaws of September 26, 2024. The content of this program is intended for a blind or print-impaired audience and is readily available as a podcast at the North Carolina Reading Service website, www.ncreadingservice.org. We hope that you have enjoyed it. If you have any comments or questions about the content, please contact Ginger Rush, editor at outlawtaxi@gmail.com. If you have any questions about the recording, please call the North Carolina Reading Service at 919-832-5138. So long until next time.